Okay, good morning. It's good to see everyone on this last November, Sunday in November, in the year 2020, November 29th, 2020. A beautiful day that the Lord has made, sunshiny day here in Omaha, Nebraska. And I am glad to see each one of you as we continue in our study of the gospel according to Luke. Today, with God's help, we'll be concluding Luke chapter 10, and next week we will start, Lord willing, Luke chapter 11. So I encourage you in this week, in this new week we're in now, I encourage each one of you to at least read Luke chapter 11. That's where we'll be starting next week, and I will be introducing the chapter. However, today we have to conclude Luke chapter 10. So our verses that we will concentrate on and study from is found in verses 38 through 42, where we will be studying about these two sisters. Jesus paid a visit to Martha's home and her sister Mary and Martha. That's who we'll be talking about on today. We want to keep each other in prayer. There's a lot going on in the world. There are a lot of hurting people, and a lot of people, many people have suffered in one way or another through the virus. So we want to keep one another in prayer, including some of our fellow class members. So we want to keep each other in prayer. Keep me in prayer and just pray for the class on a daily basis. I would ask you to do that. Even though you may not know one another, God knows each one. And just say a prayer for your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ that we share together each week on Sunday in the contemporary Bible class. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you on this brand new day that you have made. You alone are the maker of days. And then, Lord God, by your own wisdom, power, love, and grace, you put us in your day, and we want to give you thanks. We want to give you glory. We do give you thanks, and we do give you glory, and we do give you praise. You are worthy to be praised, and we give glory and honor and praise to your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord. We praise you, God, the three in one, and we ask you now to be our teacher, leading us and guiding us in truth. And we pray, Lord God, that we will see you and behold your glory, even as we look into the book, your word. We thank you for your word, a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We ask you now to quicken us, give us ears to hear what the Spirit has to say this morning to the church. We ask you to feed us, Lord, feed us with manna from on high through your word. We pray for one another and for the various needs of each one in our class. We lift up one another in prayer. We weep with those who weep. We rejoice with those who rejoice. We care one for the other. And so, Lord, we know that you will see about us. You promised that you would. And so we want to say thank you, Lord, that you are with us at all times. And now, Lord, I pray, thank you for the privilege of teaching your word. It's a privilege, an honor, an awesome responsibility. And I'm not worthy, Lord, but yet you have called me. So I just ask you, Lord, to be the teacher through me. Use me to your glory. And I'll be careful and will be careful to give your name the praise forevermore. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Today we'll be studying Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. I'm glad to see each one of you on this new day, this Sunday morning. If we have anyone new visiting with us today, I'm glad that you are here. This is the Contemporary Bible Class of Salem Baptist Church in Omaha, Nebraska. Reverend Dr. Selwyn Q. Backus is the pastor. Sister Marcia Hall is the ministry leader of the Life Development Ministry. I am Sister Velma Sanders, the teacher of the Contemporary Bible Class, and I am glad that you are here. As we begin today, and as I have said, we'll be looking at this last passage in Luke chapter 10. What is the context of the scripture? Well, the immediate context is we studied for the last several weeks. We saw where a lawyer in verse 25, he had a question for Jesus, and he wanted to know, what shall he do to inherit eternal life? That's in Luke chapter 10, verse 25. And then Jesus asked him a question. The lawyer responded with the correct answer in verse 27. The answer was, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And then the conversation went on between Jesus and the lawyer, and Jesus ended up, when the lawyer asked in verse 29, who is my neighbor? Well, Jesus gave the parable that is commonly called the parable of the Good Samaritan. That is in verses 30 through 35 is the actual parable. And then Jesus had a question in 36 and the conclusion in verse 37. We saw in the parable of the Good Samaritan what it means to love your neighbor as yourself. Now today, when we look at verses 38 through 42, we're going to find out and see what it means to love God. And so the parable of the Good Samaritan was showing us about loving your neighbor as yourself. Now in verses 38 through 42, we are going to look at Mary and Martha and find out more about what it means to love God. Loving him with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and with all your mind. If I were to ask each one of you, what is the single most important requirement of a Christian? Well, you probably would have different answers, but our answers probably would be about the same, or at least in the same family or category. The single most important requirement of being a Christian. And I would answer to that, it is not our work to the Lord. It is not our service to God. And we are to serve the Lord. The Bible tells us in Psalm 100, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. God has gifted us. He's given us gifts. He's given us talents, all of that to serve him and serving one another. As a matter of fact, in Luke chapter 10, it started out in Luke chapter 10, looking for laborers. That's in verse 2, where Jesus said, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. And so there is a place, of course, for work, for service, for us to use the gifts that God has graciously given to us. But that is not the most important thing. The most important thing is loving God, loving him more than the work. Loving God, our personal relationship with him. We are to have a relationship with the Lord. It's not just knowing about him. And we're here in Sunday school this morning, and we will learn more about Jesus. There's an old hymn of the church, more about Jesus. Well, we will, of course, learn more about him. We want to do that. We're supposed to do that. We're supposed to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But more important is to, why do we need the knowledge? Why are we growing in knowledge? It is that our relationship with him and our fellowship with the Lord will be more intimate. Anybody who comes to Sunday school today can learn. Anyone can learn, regardless of where their heart may be. You can learn something. You can learn something from anything. You can learn something from a doorknob, from a blade of grass, from a window pane. You can learn many things. And anyone can read and can learn. But if it just stops at learning about God, if you come to Sunday school and you just acquire mental knowledge and spiritual knowledge as well, but if it stops there, it has fallen short. If preaching just stops at good preaching, if teaching just stops at good teaching, if Sunday school you just come to learn and you don't grow closer to the Lord, then the work has failed. It is all to lead us to love him more. To know him is to love him. And so we're learning about Jesus, but more than that, we want a closer relationship with him. And we'll be studying about that as we look at Martha and Mary. We learn about God, but the goal is to lead us to him. And so the songs of the church, the songs of the saints, the teaching of the saints, all the service of the saints, all of it should be to lead us into a closer relationship with the Lord. Okay, so our study today, looking at Martha and Mary. But let's go to 1 John chapter 1, 1 John, which is towards the back. 1 John, and those Johns are together, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. Let's go to 1 John, then you get to Jude, and then Revelation. But 1 John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, and let's look at verse 3. Well, let's start at verse 1. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. And John, the apostle, one of the 12 disciples, is writing this epistle. And John says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we, the disciples, had heard, which we, the disciples, saw with our eyes, which we, the disciples, we looked upon, and our hands handled concerning the word of life. So it's the word of life. And then John goes on to say, the life was manifested, and we have seen, and we bear witness. That's the work there. We bear witness, and we declare to you, just as I'm teaching this morning, I'm declaring to you. And so John says, we bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you. So that's the work. That's the work John the Apostle was doing. He was telling others about Jesus, telling us about Jesus today. And so he says in verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, we're telling you about it. We're declaring it unto you. What's the reason, John? You may ask, what is the ultimate reason? Is it just to acquire knowledge? No. The ultimate reason of all Christian service is that we may have fellowship with us, that's with fellow saints, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And so our learning is to lead us into loving the Lord. And so we see in this verse, we see service, we see loving God, we see loving our neighbor. The service is in, we declare to you. The loving the neighbor is in, you have fellowship with us. And the loving God is fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And so after our study today, we want to know Jesus and to love him more. So let's go back to Luke now, Luke chapter 10. Now I'm still introducing our passage, but just this morning a song came to my mind. And you know, I say it was the Spirit of the Lord that brought this song to my mind that we would sing in our church. And no doubt you've heard it perhaps wherever you may worship and fellowship. And the song says, the lyrics, I went up and looked up all the lyrics, and they say, we have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship him. And then we would repeat the words, and then it would end by saying, to worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. The next verse says, so forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. Worship Jesus Christ the Lord. The next verse says, which I didn't know this verse existed, but it says, he is all my righteousness. I stand complete in him and I worship him. Worship Jesus Christ the Lord. The last verse says, let us lift up holy hands and magnify his name and worship him, worship Christ the Lord. And so as we look at Mary and Martha today, we're going to see work. One is concentrated on work. And the other person, Martha, Mary was concentrated on worship. And Martha was concentrated on her work. Both are needed, but the ultimate thing is to have fellowship with Christ. And so this morning in class, I'm beseeching each one of you now, because you could be distracted even now in class. You could be thinking about a million things. You could have a busy mind and a busy heart. But we have gathered in Jesus' name to worship him. We've come to class this morning, even in our study, as an act of worship before him, sitting at his feet to learn from him. Not to learn from Velma. Velma is simply an instrument, but to learn from him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so now in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, we're going to see about Martha and Mary. Well, let's start out by reading the passage. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. I am reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. It reads, now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus's feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. So that ends the reading of the word of the Lord this morning, and we say amen to his word. Well, let's follow. You know, you've heard me mention dot to dots. I like dot to dots because most of us as children did dot to dot, and we'd be connecting things, and when the dots were all completed, you would have the picture. And scripture has many dot to dots. So in this verse, even in these few verses, there are what I call connecting joints, these major joints and dot to dot. Let's follow Martha, first of all, because we first of all learn about Martha. Martha, she's the first character in this passage, is Martha. So in verse 38, it says, Martha welcomed him. That's a good thing. Martha welcomed Jesus. She welcomed him. Now the next dot about Martha. Let's go to verse 40. And verse 40 says, but there's that but. And you know, you all have heard me say, but turns things. And it says in 38, Martha welcomed him. Verse 40, but Martha was distracted. Distracted from what? From him. She welcomed him, but Martha was distracted with much serving. And now the next dot, and she approached him. Okay, so see, first we see Martha welcomed him. They're together. You're doing it right, Martha. You welcome Jesus. That's the thing to do. But Martha was distracted from him. And so now Martha does what? She leaves him. Physically, mentally, emotionally, she was distracted from him with a whole bunch of service and a whole bunch of work. She was distracted. Then what happens next? And this is a result of being distracted from Jesus. Now, she started out right, just like a lot of us, we've experienced this. We start out right, and then something goes awry along the way. And then it says in verse 40, she approached him. But she didn't approach him saying, "Lord, I'm so glad you're here. Lord, I've been waiting on you. I've been preparing for you. Jesus, you're here at last." No, that's not what she said. Because in her distraction, when she did go back to him, first she was with him, then she left him, then she comes back to him, but she doesn't come back in the right spirit. She comes back and she does say, "Lord," she calls him Lord. But then she begins to fuss at the Lord. She begins, as it were, to rebuke the Lord. She is hot and mad. And she tells the Lord, she tells him, "Lord," she has this question, "do you not care?" So through her distraction now, she is approaching him. She's in the wrong frame of mind. She's in the wrong spirit. And then Jesus responds to her in verse 41. You know, he tempers it down, calms her down, because she is, you know, she's sister girl, she is not a happy camper. So in verse 41, Jesus says, "Martha, Martha," and you could hear the graciousness of the Lord, because he understands us, his children. And so he says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things." And so now let's follow those dots again. Verse 38, she welcomed him. She's in his presence. But then she got distracted with service, with work, church work. We could say even it was church work, because she was worried about serving him, serving Jesus and cooking a meal for him. So we could say that's church work that had distracted her. And it could also be the natural things we have to do in life as well. So Martha welcomed him, but then she was distracted from him. Then when she went back to him, she's upset at him. And then Jesus has a word of instruction for her. And he says, "Martha," he diagnoses what's wrong. "You are worried. You're worried because you left me. You worried because you got distracted from me. You are worried and troubled because your mind was not stayed on me." And the scripture lets us know, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." So her mind was not stayed on him. Her mind was on her much serving. So that's the dot to dots with Martha. Now let's follow the dots with Mary, because there's these two sisters. They are sisters. They are natural sisters, blood sisters, but they are also sisters in Christ. They're in the same natural family, and they're in the family of God, but they are different as day and night, these two sisters. And so Mary, well, we first hear about Mary in verse 39, and we see the overall scene is in a house. Verse 38 says, as they went, now it happened as they went. Now the they would be Jesus and the disciples. So we have the 13 men, Jesus and the 12 disciples. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and that's Bethany. He entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. Well, we find out Mary was there as well. But Mary, it tells us, first dot with Mary. Mary, it says, verse 39, Martha had a sister called Mary. And what was Mary doing? Mary sat. She sat. It said Mary who also sat. Now, when it says also, then I picture, well, the 12 are sitting too. The disciples are sitting at Jesus's feet. Mary is sitting at Jesus's feet, and they are hearing the word of God. And that's what we're doing this morning. You're not sitting at Velma's feet per se. You're not sitting even in the contemporary Bible class per se. We are coming into the presence of the Lord, sitting at his feet, wanting our minds to be concentrated on him, to hear what he has to say to us. And so Mary, she also sat along with everybody else. Everybody's sitting except for Martha. Everybody is sitting at Jesus's feet to hear his word. Now, when I said that, Martha, she's distracted. Martha is serving. Martha is in the kitchen. She's running back and forth from the kitchen to the dining room. Kitchen to the dining room. She's moving back and forth. And so for that amount of time, she is out of fellowship. She is out of fellowship with the 12. She is out of fellowship with Jesus. She is on her own doing her own thing. The other dot with Mary, Mary picks up in verse 39, Mary, who also sat at Jesus's feet and heard his word. And then we also hear about Mary in verse 42, where Jesus tells us about Mary, but he's talking to Martha. And he says, but one thing, verse 42. Well, let me start at verse 41. Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing, that's the contrast, many and one. But one thing, just one thing is needed. There's a whole bunch of things we see about, but there is one thing that is needed. And Mary, now Mary didn't say this about herself. Jesus said it about Mary. Mary has chosen, that's an important word. What are the choices that we make? Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. And so we find out about Martha. Martha welcomed him, but Martha was distracted with much serving. Martha approached him mad. She approached him and she rebuked him, and she was mad at her sister. And then Jesus had to instruct Martha. Mary, on the other hand, Mary is sitting in fellowship with Jesus and in fellowship with her brothers in Christ, the 12 disciples, listening to Jesus, listening to his word. She chose the good part, and that will not be taken away from her. So Martha, while she's fixing all that food, you know, you eat a meal and then it's gone. And then next thing you know, you got to fix another one. And so the one thing that is needed, which is fellowship with Christ, that is the one thing which will not be taken away from her or from us. Now, I wrote out some contrasts, and we've heard contrasts as we've been looking at these verses, but I wrote out some contrasts between Martha and Mary. Martha, first of all, we saw, you know, and let's think of these words, priorities. Priorities is a good word. Where was Martha's priority? What was important to her? What was Mary's priority? What was important to her? Priorities. One had good priorities. She had the first thing first. The other had priorities mixed up. Then there's choices. What choices were made? That word choice comes up in 42. One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen. So what are our priorities? You know, I have to look at myself. I'm a busy person, and no doubt you all are, some of you, most of us are busy with many things. So we want to make sure we don't get so busy that we don't put first things first. And that could be a battle sometimes. It is a battle between the flesh and the spirit. And so Mary sat at Jesus's feet. Here's my contrast now. Mary was sitting. She was sitting. And that is opposite Martha. Martha is like a mad woman going back and forth, kitchen to dining room, and somewhere in there, she's even got to make sure the bathroom is clean. She's just going all over the place. But Mary is sitting at Jesus's feet. Martha is in the kitchen, and she's in the kitchen putting together this great big full course meal. And Mary, on the other hand, at his feet, she is listening to the word of the Lord. Martha is distracted with much. It says much serving. Now, last week, Thanksgiving was in last week, and some of you had big meals. Some of you prepared big meals, and you just think about that and picture that is Martha. Now, think about it. Jesus is in the house. It's not that he is coming to the house, and he was. He is now in the house. So now that Jesus, the honored guest, Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, Lord himself, Jesus, miracle worker, Jesus, the word of life, the bread of life, the one who said, if you drink this water, you will never thirst again. Jesus, he himself is the living bread. And Jesus is in the house, but Martha is what? Distracted with much serving. Her heart is pulled from the Lord. Mary is spiritual. She is spiritual. She is more mature. She is a more mature Christian. And Martha, on the other hand, she's carnal. She is concerned about natural, physical things. She's concerned about the things of time. She is carnal. And you know, the natural man wars against the spirit. The spirit wars against the flesh. And that's why Martha was so upset. Because she was in the flesh. She was carnal. And the flesh and the spirit will never get along. So while Mary is sitting at Jesus's feet, not only is the water getting hotter on the stove, so is Martha's temperature too. She is getting hotter and hotter and madder and madder. And as she's serving, you can just picture pots are clanging and banging. And as you hear a drop of glass, and she's saying all kind of stuff. And Mary is sitting at Jesus's feet. Mary is a worshiper. She's worshiping him. She's honoring him. She's humbling herself before the Lord, sitting at his feet, which is contrast. That's a contrast from the lawyer. The lawyer in verse 25 says, and behold, a certain lawyer, he stood up, because he wanted the prominence. He stood up and he tested him. So he's in contrast to Mary. The lawyer stood up and tested him and questioned Jesus. And we find out Mary, she sat down, verse 39, she sat at Jesus's feet. Martha, when she comes in, she has a question. She questions the Lord. Mary is worshiping. Martha is working. Mary has a calm spirit. She's in perfect peace because she's in the presence of the Lord. Martha, on the other hand, she's overwhelmed. She's worried. She's frustrated. And she becomes resentful. Just think about what she must be thinking about her sister, Mary. And you all know how to get there in your mind. She's thinking all kinds of things about Mary. And Jesus will find out. And so she's resentful and she's becoming angry. And her anger even becomes to the point of rage. And she's hurrying and she's rushing. And she even has pity upon herself. All the time, the Son of God is in the house. And she's distracted by the cares of this world. And then we see her rebuking Jesus. And she's going to tell him. She's going to tell him. In verse 40, she starts out. Martha says, Lord, she got that right. She would have been good to stop there. But then now she questions the Lord. Lord, do you not care? No, she wasn't saying it like, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to come help me. No, she wasn't saying it like that. You know how y'all would be saying it. And I said, y'all, you know how you'd be saying that. Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me, left me, left me? Now, see, she has forgotten. She left Jesus. She left him. But now she's accusing her sister of leaving her. She has left me to serve alone. Therefore, now she, Martha, who called Jesus Lord, is going to tell him what to do. And she tells Jesus, therefore, Jesus, I want you to tell her. You know, she'll listen to you, Jesus, evidently. She's sitting there listening to you, Jesus. So since she's listening to you, Jesus, why don't you just tell her to come help me? You know, and then she hot-footed it on out there. Well, not quite, because Jesus had a word for her. And Jesus told her, Jesus didn't say what she wanted him to say. Jesus said, Martha, Martha. And he brought the temperature down. You are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part. Now, we don't know how Martha felt about hearing that. We do not know. She may not wanted to hear that. She may probably wanted to hear Jesus say, Mary, go help your sister Martha. So we don't know how this ended. We do not know how this scenario ended. Just like we don't know how it ended with the lawyer, where Jesus told him in verse 36, which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Now, we don't know if the lawyer went and did likewise or not. We don't know. And same with Martha. We don't know how it ended with Martha. Did she ever finish fixing that turkey? Because you think of a big meal, and you have to think of a big meal. She wasn't just fixing a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which, by the way, that would have worked. No one asked Martha to fix a big, much, full course meal. And so picture a full course meal. You have to picture it to really get the scene, to get the tone of the text. She's fixing this turkey and the dressing. And then she has to have her vegetables, greens, macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, and some carrots. And she's got to do all of that all by herself for 13 men, not women and not children, but men. And so she's fixing a big meal, not just much, but a lot of everything she's fixing. Then she has to have the salad, potato salad and coleslaw. It's much serving. Then she has to have the bread. You know, you have to have the bread, cornbread, dinner rolls. She has to have that. And she probably fixed the bread from scratch. She was probably in there kneading dough. And she'd been preparing for quite a while because she knew that Jesus was coming. And so she also was a mismanagement of time, and she had taken on too much that was not required. And then there's the desserts, the sweet potato pie and the lemon cake too. She probably, knowing Martha, she probably wanted to fix two of each, two pies and two cakes. And then there's the drinks, and then they're setting the table, and then that's washing the dishes. And all of that going in together, much serving. And so Mary, we see sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his word in fellowship with him and in fellowship with fellow believers. Martha, on the other hand, distracted with her much serving. These sisters are very, very different. Now let's go to John, because the book of John, when we go over to John, John chapter 11, the next book over, John chapter 11, now Mary and Martha, they are famous sisters. If you've been in church any time, you've heard about Mary and Martha. They had a brother, and this brother, he is famous as well. He was even more famous, and his name is Lazarus. So let's go to John chapter 11, and we're going to find out some more about Mary and Martha, and we're also going to see Lazarus. Lazarus comes into the picture, but this is not the same scene. This is a different scene from what's in Luke chapter 10, but we're going to learn more about Mary and Martha from John chapter 11 and also John chapter 12. Now, when I sent out the Zoom invitation last week, I gave you these supporting scriptures. So maybe some of you have read them. Some of you have read them before. So let's look at John chapter 11. And what do we see? We're going to learn some things about Mary and Martha and also their brother Lazarus. But when we look at verse 3, it tells us John chapter 11, verse 3. Therefore, the sisters, that's Mary and Martha, they sent to him, Jesus, and they said, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. And that's Lazarus. And so we find out Jesus loved Lazarus. He loved Lazarus. But verse 5 tells us, now Jesus loved Martha. He loved Martha. And he loved Mary, her sister, and he loved Lazarus. So Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. He loved those siblings, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Jesus loved them. Then we go to verse 36, John chapter 11, verse 36. And this is after Lazarus has died. And in verse 34, it says, "And he said, where have you laid him? And they said to him, Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. And why did he weep? Because the one that he loved, Lazarus, had died. And so a natural response to death is weeping. And Jesus wept because the one he loved had died. And then it says in verse 36, then the Jews said, see how he loved him. So Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. What else do we find out about Mary and Martha? Well, let's go to verse 27. Now, we're going back and forth in this chapter. But verse 27, Jesus is talking to Martha. And we know that when you go back to verse 24. Verse 24 says, Martha said to him. And then Jesus, verse 25, Jesus said to her. Verse 27, she said to him, Martha. And Martha said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is come into the world. And so Martha is a fellow Christian. Martha is a believer. Martha loves the Lord. She knew he was the Christ. She knew he was the Son of God. She knew he was the one that was promised to come into the world. And so she had faith in Jesus. She is truly a believer. She just got distracted, as we do sometimes too. Now let's go to verse 11, John chapter 11, verse 11. And in John chapter 11, verse 11, it says, these things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend, Jesus is talking, and he says, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. And so Jesus called Lazarus his friend. Jesus called Lazarus his friend. And so we see Jesus loved these siblings, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And even Jesus called Lazarus his friend. And we know, we first of all see that in the Old Testament, where God called Abraham friend. And so these siblings, now let's connect the dots in John chapter 11 about Martha and Mary. Well, let's start out first with Martha. Martha is the dominant character in Luke chapter 10. Martha is the one you can't help but know Martha's in the house because she's going back and forth. She's the busy one. She's the one that's just full of motion. The others are sitting, listening to Jesus. So from John chapter 11 and chapter 12, what are we going to find out about Martha? What further things are we going to find out? John chapter 11, verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. So there we pick up Martha. Now let's find the next time we pick up with Martha. Let's go down to verse 20. Verse 20. And verse 20, and in the meantime, Lazarus died. Now let's go to verse 20. Verse 20 says, now Martha, as soon as Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went. You know, she can't be still. So she went and she met him. And that's not all bad, because that's what she did in Luke chapter 10. She welcomed him. That's a good thing. Here in John chapter 11, Martha went out to meet him. That's a good thing too. That's why we're in class this morning. We went out. We came to class to meet with him. So verse 20, Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went out and met him. Verse 21 says, now Martha said to Jesus, because you know Martha, she's full of words. She's full of words. And that's the difference in personalities. You know, we have different personalities. Some people are quiet. Some people talk your ear off. I'm on the quiet side. Other folks, God made them. They can just talk. And I look at them like, wow, that's a wonder to me because I'm more on the quiet side. So Martha, she's full of words. And that's not a negative. I don't mean it negatively. That's just different ways God has made people. Verse 21, Martha said to Jesus, she went and met him. Then she said to Jesus, Lord, here she goes again. If you had been here, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. That's Martha. But here she comes now. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. So Martha, again, is not a happy camper. Lord, if you've been here, my brother would not have died. And then she goes on talking to Jesus. Verse 24. So Jesus says, your brother, verse 23, will rise again. Martha comes back with words. Now, her words was not hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because when Jesus said, your brother will rise again, Martha came back because she had been in Bible study. She knew the word of the Lord. I'm trying to see what time it is. So Martha said to him in verse 24, I know, because I've been in Bible study, I know that he will rise again. I've read that in the Bible. I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And then Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection. And he went on talking, I am the resurrection and the life. And then Mary, Martha comes back and she says to him in verse 27, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. And when she had said these things, whoop, she's off. And she went her way and she called for her sister, Mary. Now, these sisters did love each other as well. Martha was mad at Mary in Luke chapter 10, but she loved her sister. And so in verse 30, John chapter 11, verse 28. Kathy, pick up. Someone pick up.
Verse 28, and when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw Mary, rose up quickly and went out following her, saying, she is going to the tomb to weep there.
Okay. Thank you. What verse are you in?
Verse 32.
Okay. Now that's a lesson in a lesson. And this is a part of our lesson. And it's a good lesson. We got to have a relationship with Jesus because things are going to leave you one way or another. People will leave you and fail you. And quote, that's what happened with me and my voice. You know, something got in my throat. But it's a good lesson in the lesson. The one thing that is needed is that you have relationship with Jesus. Because when it's all said and done, meals will leave, things of this life will leave, and the closer you get to the end, in the end of this journey on life, the one thing that you're going to need is Jesus. All this other stuff, including Bible studies, which is good. We are to study. The Lord told us, study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We are to study, but it is that we might know him and love him. And so that's relationship with Christ. Thank you. So if that happens again, someone pick on up, okay? Pick up, and you all got to thank you, whoever picked up, you went on. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. Okay, so that was a lesson in a lesson. Praise the Lord. And so now in John chapter 11, in our last 5 minutes, John chapter 11, and no doubt some of you went into prayer, and that's the thing to do, go into prayer, and then someone pick on up and go on. You know, God's word is not limited by any one person. The truth of the Lord, his truth marches on. And one day it's going to happen. Velma will be gone from here. One way or another, Velma will not always be the teacher of this class for whatever reason. It's going to happen. And someone, the truth of the Lord, will keep marching on. John chapter 11 in our last minutes. Now we see Martha. She still has the same personality. And Martha in verse 27, John chapter 11, verse 27, Martha says, yes, Lord, I believe that. I believe you're the Christ. I believe you're the Son of God. I am a Christian. I am a believer. I do love you. And then Martha, she left and she went her way. And she secretly, she called for Mary, her sister. That's Martha. Then we pick up with Martha again in verse 39. And Jesus, now they're back, Mary and Martha with Jesus. And Jesus said, take away the stone. And Martha with her busy self, and Martha with her carnal self, and Martha with her distracted self, Martha full of words. Martha hadn't been sitting at Jesus's feet. She didn't have that calm heart. And so Martha, in verse 39, it says, Jesus said, take away the stone. Jesus said, take away the stone. He didn't ask for commentary, but Martha came back. And Martha, the sister of him who was dead, she said, Lord, she always called him Lord, but then she has more to say. She said, Lord, by this time there's a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. And that's Martha, just full of words, words, words. And then Martha, when you go on over to chapter 12, let's go to chapter 12, chapter 12, verse 1. Then 6 days, this is later, a little later, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus again came to Bethany where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. And here's Martha again. And Martha served. She never grew up. We never learn about Martha growing up and sitting at Jesus's feet. She was always working, 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 busy, busy, busy. But she was a Christian. She was a child of God. But she never matured as far as we know. And so in the end, when we hear about Martha in verse 2, chapter 12 of John, Martha served. Now let's pick up with Mary. Let's go to Mary, John chapter 11. John chapter 11, verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary. That Mary. Now, this is not Mary, the mother of Jesus. This is not Mary Magdalene. This is Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. Verse 2. It was that Mary, Mary, who in Luke 10 did what? Sat at Jesus's feet, listening to his word. And we see now Mary, as a result of sitting at Jesus's feet, she becomes a true worshiper. She is a true worshiper. It's just not empty words. She had sat at his feet and now she can worship him. And verse 2 says, it was Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair. So Mary falling more and more in love with Jesus. And we don't see Mary busy moving until her sister came back and said, Jesus is calling for you. And when Jesus called for her, at least that's what Martha said, we find out Mary went to him. Well, let's go to John chapter 12. It's 9:54, John chapter 12. And now we see Mary in verse 3. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. And so that is our class today. And for all of us, The most important thing in life, David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for our lesson. It went the way God had it to go, and we give glory to God. Blessed God, our Father, we praise you. We give you glory and honor. And we pray as we go through this week, help us to keep our priorities straight. Help us to put you first. Help us to love you. Help us to manage our time and help us to choose you. And if we choose you, the other will get done. We praise you and thank you and ask you to keep us in your care until we meet again. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Chapter 11 next week. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful lesson.
Through it all.
It was.
We made it. We
Amen.
Made it.
Thank you, Velma.
God bless you all.
Bless it on the open way. All
right. Yes. That will be this today's class will be on my website.
All
right. And all. Amen. Love you all.
Love you too, Velma.
Love you too. Have a good one.
Keep me in prayer. Bye-bye. I'll be praying for you.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. See you next month.
All right.
That it? Well, yes, praise it. The
have
Lord.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
You as well.
You too. You as well.
Thank you.
Have a blessing, Velma.
People are leaving. We all gotta leave.
Okay. Bye, Velma.
Bye, bye.
Bye, Velma.
Bye.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Hi, Cheryl.